on our tea time.
Hey everyone, Kelsey Times Tea is finally back. You know, being a new parent is tough, especially the pregnancy process. My second trimester, I could not stomach food, and I only had sugar-free Jell-O, cherry tomatoes, and cucumbers. Those were my favorite, on top of my crazy cravings for anything with strawberries. As a new mom, I carry a lot of stuff, and I used to think that was silly, because the job I worked at, I would see these parents coming with so many items, and I'm just like, that's really unnecessary. And now, actually being a mother, that a child of my own, having a child of my own, really kind of made me see, like, this is why you have such a big bag full of medication and diapers and wipes and food, because you don't know what your child needs, because they cannot communicate other than crying, screaming, just having tantrums in general. My opinion has changed because of this, and I see why everything is so important to have when you have a child, especially since I am a first-time mother. Is it consumerism? Well, on paternity leave, I have been going on a self-discovery realization path, and maybe I was having a little bit of parental depression, you know, postpartum. It has allowed me to really see myself stuck in my own surrounding in the silence of my child's sleep. One of the things was my hobbies. They were cluttered up, packed away, put into corners. And every time I kind of just looked at them before when I was working, I was like, oh, I'll do it later. But now, since I have my child and I've been home, I just see this sign screaming above those piles saying, you're next. Maybe in a decade. They've been blending into the shadows, and the darkness that wrapped itself around my hobbies really kind of made me feel like that's me. I've been wrapping my hobbies away. I've been suppressing myself of who I've always been, someone who likes to be creative. Anytime I bring up that I need to change my job, people kind of question me. You know, people who are around me who really know me question me, and they go, well, you're artistic. Why don't you pursue that? And it's because I have a lot of self-doubt. Being home, I really see that my doubt has consumed me over the years. I had worked on a lot of projects, one of them being a children's book. Unfortunately, that children's book has been on standby because nobody would want to publish it for the author. And part of me became very doubtful. My doubts were always there. But I was like, yes, this is my gateway. So I worked on it for 6 months. And at the end of the day, it's still sitting there. It's been a whole year and a half since COVID happened. In the long run, I really see where I'm going in life. And it's not where I want to be. But I do want a stay-at-home job so I can be home with my child. But my doubt keeps kicking in. And that's why I've been gone for so long from recording. Because one of my dreams and one of my bucket lists was to run a podcast, a successful one. And I was doing okay, I guess, for a new person. The few views that I got really was encouraging. But then I let doubt slip in. And that is definitely something we will talk about in this season, dealing with your doubts. Some of the things that I have been working on, I've been helping a friend start up his business with photography. And it was only recent that between conversations between him and my sister-in-law who wants to be a model, I noticed that we are all doubting ourselves. And I really want them to feel encouraged, pursued, and I will link them down below. Or actually, I will just put their names down below so you can follow them. I really want them to be successful in life. And I can see that doubt is also consuming them as well. I have many projects that I started up or rehashing because I want to finish them. I want them to be my dream, my lifelong dream. You know, like I mentioned before, when people mentioned to me, I just felt doubtful. And I didn't know how to respond because they see me as this person, this artistic person. They've seen the quality of my work, but I just am consumed with the fear of failure. Now that I'm working with my friend Steven, who's starting his filming company, and my sister-in-law Jen, who wants to be a model, or more like a role model, more like a role model than a model, but she wants to be a role model because she has gone through so much in her lifetime, being someone who has to deal with a lot of health problems, someone who had to deal with a lot of self-doubt, and she has conquered it. All my hobbies that I want to become something, I look at them and I see them. My paintings half realized, piled on another, smearing each other away. They're just smearing away, like all my mock-up ideas, turning into a genre mashup. Just how I feel, like I am a genre mashup. I'm just so full of doubt, I don't know where I'm going. And I want to figure it out soon. During these 3 months, I just had like rotating performance of what ifs going through my brain. What if I just quit my dead-end job that only financially supports my living space? That's literally how my mind goes. I question it and I bring the logic against it. What if I stayed and finished my degree in California? Then I wouldn't have my family today. I would never have met my husband. I would never have the emotional growth that I needed to be where I'm at. What if I have faith in sudden financial freedom? Realistically, that won't happen without getting rid of your material needs. These are my worries. These are just only some and a few and far in between. I don't know if postpartum is taking over or it's like the stillness that I am basking in has forced these repressed thoughts forward to where, yes, you're already hearing it here and there, but you just weren't giving enough energy to work on yourself when it came to these doubts and these thought process that you have to conquer in order to be something. And it's not to be something as in popularity or as in success, but it's more like yourself, to be something in yourself, to encourage yourself, to be happy with yourself. And I wasn't allowing the work that I needed on those sides of me, like on that side of me. So in the end, I did decide to work on something that I am passionate about. I'm coming back to podcasts and I'm coming back to you guys, who the few who do listen. Thank you so much. I'm going to start releasing more episodes. I am starting a new podcast called Reversing 30, and the first episode should be released very soon. It's about me and my friend Julie. In a previous episode, she was introduced. It was the cleansing episode. She and I have started this podcast, and it's about everything we said in our 20s that we would do later. We are now in our 30s, and we're looking back going, why haven't we done it? Is because we think we have time. We do have time, but we want to get those things done. It's kind of like an unexpected or unknown bucket list. You didn't realize that it became a bucket list, and we're going to do it. So every 30 days, every month, we are going to pursue a plan where it's either ambitious or it's like a typical like, hey, I want to work out more. Or I want to make more habits and pursuing ambitious ideas. That's pretty much the gist of it. Stay tuned. I'll be releasing some of my episodes with snippets from that podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening and welcome back, all.